888-1822.
Let's ask the question.
What do you know about the vulnerability of America's power grid?
I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Build a new military willing to fire on Americans, unleash the IRS, unleash the bioweapon, and then shut off the power and completely crush them.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Why?
Instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere.
Predicted all of it. I was called a nut-based. I was called a boomer. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, August 18th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. America spends $700 billion a year on our military, by far the most of any country. Supposedly, all of this spending is to ensure our national security. But that's a huge lie. It's fake. It's a big joke. Our nation is less secure now than ever in our history, and it's all thanks to the same people who insist that we spend so much on our military. All of that spending doesn't keep America safe from foreign conflicts. Of course not. It just enables the elites in the DC Beltway to start more of them, enriching and empowering themselves, activate military-industrial complex. You know, all of that nation building. That's why we invaded Iraq over nothing. The imaginary, non-existent weapons of mass destruction. That's why we stayed in Afghanistan for 20 years while making no progress at all whatsoever, except for the very important mission of teaching Pashtun tribesmen the importance of transgenderism. It's why we meddle in Syria and Libya and Niger and Yemen and God knows where else. It's why we picked a fight and started a proxy undeclared war with Russia in Ukraine and are now funneling Zelensky's corrupt government tens or hundreds of billions of dollars in no strings attached hush money. But the joke about all of our national security spending doesn't stop there. We clearly don't actually care about keeping this country or its people and their well-being secure. You already know about the example of our open border. 1 million troops, thousands of tanks and aircraft, dozens of military bases around the world, and our military still doesn't actually fulfill the single fundamental mission of securing the national integrity of the United States. Intentionally, of course, by design, we acknowledge that. We have a completely open border with Mexico. Literally anyone can walk across it, and chances are they'll get through. They can literally be a violent criminal. And as long as they say the right phrases approved by the Biden regime, they'll be let right in to the United States and supported at taxpayer expense. You're dying. They can commit crimes, even violent crimes, and never be deported. Or if they are, they just walk right back across the border again. No big deal. Our government is absolutely obsessed with making sure that the most vile, most repugnant, most useless, violent, awful people are able to come into this country easily and stay. We have a suicidal government. No, check that. We have a homicidal government. It's obvious. And that's the reason for another crippling vulnerability hanging over America's head, our electrical power grid. It's no exaggeration to say that all of modern life depends on our power grid. Get rid of electricity and our lives instantly revert back to the 1800s. No power grid means no hospitals, which actually could be a good thing. But it also means no manufacturing. It means no telecommunications. It means no financial transactions except cash, which will be banned soon as well. Pretty soon it would mean no transportation. We wouldn't be able to get food or supplies to our largest cities. For that matter, we wouldn't be able to grow food on our land like we used to either. It's no stretch to say that if we had to go a full year without our power grid, half or more of the United States population would die. A wet dream for the globalists. The survivors would be stuck living at the level of the 1800s, except it would be far more disastrous because our obese, smartphone-addicted population has none of the skills that helped people survive back then. So we need our power grid to avoid going back to the Dark Ages. But despite all of that, the power grid is one of the most vulnerable parts of America's critical infrastructure. A major natural disaster could send it right into collapse. So could a carefully targeted terrorist attack or series of attacks by a foreign adversary or our CIA. And then there's the threat of an EMP strike from another nation or our own. One big EMP burst over the central United States and it's lights out for America, both metaphorically and literally. For years, we've done basically nothing to protect our grid, even as we keep fueling wars overseas. This year alone, we helped instigate that undeclared proxy war between Russia and Ukraine. Then Nancy Pelosi flew to Taiwan just to anger the Chinese communists. And if either of those conflicts escalates, the first thing Russia or China would do is detonate an EMP blast over America. Let me rephrase that. The first thing Russia or China would be blamed for doing is detonating an EMP blast over America. That way, even if we won that war with our depleted, purged, transgender armed forces, America would basically be destroyed in the process. President Trump saw this. He fully understood this risk. That's why when he was in office, he implemented 2 executive orders to harden our grid while cutting off imports from China that increased that vulnerability. But of course, as soon as Chairman Biden rolled onto the scene, he got rid of those orders, along with all of Trump's other accomplishments, of course. Bob Hall is a Texas state senator, and he's working hard to sound the alarm about the vulnerability of the American power grid. He even created his own documentary on the topic titled Grid Down, Power Up. And he joins us now. Senator Bob Hall, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Stu. It's an honor to be on the program with you to discuss this extremely important issue.
It's a dire situation. And why is it being ignored?
That's the question I've been asking since I first got involved with this when I was first elected back in 2015. Why in the world are the power companies opposing doing what needs to be done to protect the second most important thing to sustaining life? The only thing more important today in today's environment is water. I mean, air, because you don't even get water without electricity. And yet our power companies continue, for the most part, to oppose doing anything to protect it physically from cyber attacks, EMP or GMD.
How likely is an EMP attack on this country?
Well, if I were an adversary, I would say this is our number one weapon to use. And we know it is. We know that this is a weapon that Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea has in their weapons set up. We know from the Russian officers that came to the United States after the Soviet Union collapsed. There were several that defected, and they brought with them boxes and suitcases full of classified materials, talking about what they had done to make sure the Chinese had the capability, the North Koreans had it, and that it was in their arsenal that an EMP would be the preemptive strike. And why wouldn't it? Because once that is done, our military has no electric power. Our military depends on the same power that the folks use in their home and in their businesses for the military to operate. Oh, sure, they've got some backup generators, but most of those would be lost in the initial attack, which is simply one small nuclear weapon detonated about 200 nautical miles above the central part of the United States, you know, roughly Kansas, Nebraska, somewhere in that area. One time. It's a one-time event. You wouldn't know the blast went off. There would be no physical damage to anything on Earth, but within less than a millisecond, we would lose all things electronic, all things electrical. That is, no cars would run, no trucks would run, there'd be no television, no telephone, no communications, and no power going to the folks. And as you said in your opening statement, we would be thrown back into the 1800s and would not survive because we are not equipped like the people of the 1800s were.
So I mean, it's this show's opinion that our federal government is essentially the enemy of the people. I mean, they've unleashed bioweapons on us. They have stifled our freedom of speech. They have censored us. They are rolling out 87,000 new armed IRS agents to attack us. It's a corporate government crime syndicate, not representative of the people. It seems that this is a weapon that could be used by our own government against its people, we the people. And we're seeing these like rolling blackouts, right? We've been seeing a lot of this. It's our opinion, and I just want to see if it's yours, that these are tests and that our government, our federal government, that corporate government crime syndicate is very aware that this is going to happen. And the only way that they wouldn't do something about it would be if it was intentional. I mean, this is something that can easily be fixed, but it's being left wide open. Are these rolling blackouts tests of what's to come? Because imminently that's what's going to happen?
They very well could be, because I think I probably share the opinion with you that most of what's happened over the last couple of years, particularly in the Biden administration, have been tests to see what the Pan-American people will tolerate and how much of their individual liberties they can chip away at. And this would certainly be a way to put down any kind of civil unrest that might take place. And I would pray that it would never come to that. But by shutting down our electrical power, and if when they are prepared themselves to handle the environment they would be having to operate in, knowing that that's what was going to happen, all the civilians would be at a significant disadvantage.
Because they're purging our military. They're getting rid of the military. They're leaving our borders wide open for attack. They're using all of their infrastructure to attack enemies of the regime. They view us as domestic enemies, and they treat us like domestic enemies. We still have good Americans locked up in a gulag as prisoners of war in D.C.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's how they have been treating us. And as you point out, President Trump, finally, he recognized this. We got the message to him. The groups that are working with us in Washington got the message of how serious it was. And he put out two very good executive orders that were not necessarily acted on like they should have been, but at least they were in place to get it moving, so that had he been back in office right now, he could have taken the steps necessary to start protecting our grid. But here in Texas, we don't need to wait on the president. We don't need to wait on the federal government. For those that don't understand, we have three major grid operations in the United States. There's the Eastern, the Western, and then there's Texas. Texas has its own grid that services somewhere close between 85 and 90% of the population. We have complete control of it, and Texas could harden its own grid so that no matter what happens to the rest of the nation, we could have electricity flowing to our citizens here in Texas if we just had the will to do it.
And what does it take? Specifically, what are you looking for?
It's going to take a lot of planning to lay out exactly where we would start in order to bring that timeline back from having the lights go out. We're never going to get to the point where they don't blink. I mean, they don't go out. And so we're going to have to determine how quickly we could put in place the things like hardened substations, neutral blockers and grounding equipment, Faraday cages, et cetera, that we know. It's not complicated. And we know it's not going to be expensive. One of the big arguments that had been previous to this year was it's going to be so expensive we can't afford to do it. Well, my answer to that is it is going to be so devastating, we can't afford not to do it. But this past
Senator,
year,
I'm not going to accept that as an excuse. We can't afford to be sending $100 billion to Ukraine either.
No, I don't accept it. I'm just telling you that has been the argument before we started doing
right.
that. But what we have learned this past year from one of our power companies in Texas, that after we brought the issue up to them my first session here, they started working on it quietly. They actually built and have in place a hardened control center, and that's CenterPoint Energy in Houston, a substation that we found they can build for 75% cheaper than the current non-hardened design. So steps are being taken to move us in the right direction, showing that we can do this, it's affordable. And the current estimates is we can do this for less than $100 per person in Texas.
Who opposes this? Who is the opposition to hardening the power grid?
It is the power companies are the major oppositions. They have spent billions of dollars lobbying in Washington.
These are the people charging astronomical amounts of money so that Texans can have electricity in the first place. I mean, it's the biggest racket out there.
Yes, and the biggest of the gouging is the farce of the renewables, wind and solar. It is the thing that is standing in the way of us actually having more reliable, resilient power system is the renewables that they can only do because of the huge subsidies that the federal government puts into them. And last session, we began to get rid of the state's contributions in subsidies by making changes in how their power is delivered. We've got a little more work to do on that. But that's one of the big detractors of getting our system resilient and reliable.
Well, the people need to demand that this happens, both in Texas and as well as east and west on these three power grids. They're critical to our infrastructure, and it'll send us into a helpless position on our backs while the rest of the world takes advantage of us. We have adversaries all over the place, mainly inside of our own government, and then they use the media to manipulate people into believing that our adversaries are actually foreign, when actually I believe it's the corporate government crime syndicate that is after us and our kids. Thank you for fighting for this and to expose all of this. Senator Bob Hall, welcome back anytime.
Thank you very much, and I'll just tell you that we are taking the documentary Grid Down, Power Up around the state. Any organization that would like to see this, we will get it to them and show it for them and explain to them what they can do to help make this happen. Simply call my office at 512-463-0102, and we will get you on the schedule for showing Grid Down, Power Up.
512-463-0102. Contact Senator Bob Hall and get on that schedule. It's critical. Another thing that's critical, protecting everything that you've worked hard to earn and even harder to save. Did you earn it, or did you save it with the intent to have hundreds of billions of your dollars sent over to Ukraine to cover for bioweapons labs or the criminal pedophilia cabal? I don't think so. How about to fund 87,000 new armed IRS agents tasked with attacking you? I don't think so. But they're going to shut down the power grid, reset the financial system, and drain everything, sending everyone back to zero so they can steal your money to fund all of the pedophilia and bioweapons labs that are designed to kill you and murder your children. No doubt. So pull out of that system and invest in physical gold and silver. Call GoldCo right now. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you call and you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account just for contacting them. If you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, your 401k, or your savings account, it's at imminent risk. Tax hikes, hyperinflation, the military-industrial complex, funding the federal government corrupt corporate crime syndicate. I'm out of adjectives. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. So according to a report at American Greatness, Pfizer data recently released under a court order reveals that of the pregnant women who took part in a Pfizer mRNA shot trial, 44% of them suffered a miscarriage. 44% of pregnancies killed. It's mass murder. For reference, the normal miscarriage rate for women who know that they're pregnant is 10 to 15%. So basically, Pfizer's little jab tripled the miscarriage rate for the women getting it. But Pfizer hid the data. Then they, along with the CDC and the media and the mafia and the Biden White House, all said that the shot was perfectly safe for pregnant women with no side effects. According to Dr. Naomi Wolf on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast, Pfizer simply recategorized all of these dead babies as recovered or resolved adverse effects from the vaccine. They basically treated them as the same as a sore arm or a runny nose. Deanna Lorraine is all over this, and she joins us now to discuss. Deanna, this is a cover-up of mass murder of the unborn.
Right. This is the crime against humanity, is it not? I mean, so Pfizer was fighting to keep all of their documents, their trial documents, hidden for 75 years. Remember that? And now we know why, because 44% of women pregnant who had the Pfizer vaccine miscarriage. I mean, why is that number? Why is this not all over the news? This is huge, enormous news. And not only did Pfizer and the FDA know about this very well, but the most egregious thing is they recategorized them as a resolved adverse effect. Like what you said, if somebody had a headache or a migraine or something and they listed it, but then it got better and improved, that's the same category as losing your damn child. I mean, this is such a crime. And of course the FDA just aided and abetted it. And so did all the doctors out there. When I was pregnant, I had so many doctors telling me, I need to get the vaccine. I need to get the vaccine. I need to get the vaccine.
I remember you telling me this. We talked about this privately.
Right. And then actually treating me like a leper the minute I told them I'm not getting the vaccine and I'm never going to get the vaccine. It's like, oh, wow, something's wrong with you. Okay. And then telling me about all these lies about, oh, a woman who didn't get the vaccine, they lost their children. No, it's the woman who got the vaccine who lost their children. And then look at these statistics. Okay. So there's been a 200% rise in neonatal miscarriages and deaths in Scotland in the past year, 200% rise. This is a statistic from Ontario, Canada, 34% rise in spontaneous abortions. 86 babies died in Ontario when 3 or 4 typically die in a quarter. And then in Israel, 86%. And this is interesting. Three military doctors has disclosed that the latest data of vaccine that they've looked over said that 300%, there's been a rise of 300% in the military of people who've had spontaneous abortions and miscarriages. This is so insane, and this is widespread. This is happening all over the world. And of course, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Not only that, but I had Dr. James Thorpe and Tiffany Pareto, who are the author of My Cycle Story. If you remember, it was the actual study, the real study covering women's menstrual cycles after the vaccine.
Yes.
And they were talking about, showing shocking images of tennis ball sized blood clots coming out of women and a huge rise. 292 women reported that they have decidual casts, which is basically the whole shedding and the lining of their uterus coming out that had never been seen before. I have three friends of mine, personal friends of mine in my personal social circle who have been pregnant. They had their babies, but their babies were 5 to 7 to 8 weeks early in the neonatal unit and almost died. And they had placenta issues where the placenta was not delivering food and blood properly and nutrients to their babies. And again, I've had many stories of nurses talking about the massive widespread rise in babies in the NICU. So this is an actual problem. I'm going to give you one more story just for reference. I had a woman, a friend of mine, who had to have a surrogate because she couldn't get pregnant. Now, this is a surrogate who's been a surrogate successfully 6 different times. She's had seamless pregnancies and births, all of them. That's why she's a surrogate. She loves doing this. This one time when she carried my friend's baby, she had to cut it short. She had the vaccine. I warned them against them. They had the vaccine. And then, of course, the baby was born 2 months early in the NICU, major placenta issues. And this woman was hemorrhaging and bleeding at the birth. And not only that, she had to have a hysterectomy. Her uterus is now removed. And this was her 6th unsuccessful, the one time it was unsuccessful, birth. And
so did she admit that this was the cause, or is she...
There's these people, and I'm seeing on Reddit too, because there's posts of women saying on Reddit in pregnancy groups, do you think there's, and this is in miscarriage subreddits, by the way, and they're saying, do you think there's a connection between the vaccine and miscarriage? Because this happened shortly after I got the vaccine. And some women are connecting the dots, but sadly, these kinds of posts get flooded with so many women who are saying, there's absolutely no connection. Science says that there's no connection. My doctor said there's no connection, so it must be true. They're unable to use critical thinking, Stu. They're unable to connect the dots. And sadly, even the death of their own child won't have a lot of these women wake up.
Well, the reason why, Pfizer recategorized all of these dead babies as recovered or resolved is because in their eyes...
What's resolved about it?
Well, because that's the resolution that they're looking for. Dead babies, depopulation, the killing off of you and making sure that you're infertile and making sure that men are sterile. They want to depopulate the planet. They have told us this time and time again. I don't understand why people don't realize this. Yes, that is recovered. That is resolved in the eyes of those that are murdering people by the masses. This is a genocidal ethnic cleansing event that's taking place right now. People have to wake up and understand this. They're telling us right out in the wide open that that's what they want to do. And now they're doing it, and people are just so taken aback by it. They're so surprised. We told people that they were going to have these miscarriages. Yeah. We told people early on that they would be infertile or sterile and that they would lose babies. We told people that they were going to be injured and get sick or die. And look at what's happening. It's starting. It's happening all over the place. As a matter of fact, I only have a couple of seconds here, and I have to do this. I have to go into this text and get this out. I was sent this morning. Dr. James E. Olson said, 10-year-old cheerleader dead in Stanislaus County, brain aneurysm. Fifth grader collapsed during practice and died suddenly. Cheerleader for the Waterford Sabercats youth football team. Student at Lucille Whitehead Intermediate School. That's according to CBS Sacramento. They're reporting on this. This is only the beginning. This is only the tip of the iceberg. Please, please stop taking these shots. Please spread this court-ordered Pfizer data all over the place. 44% of pregnancies ended early. Murdered babies because of these shots. Deanna, thank you very much for digging into all of this. And by the way, catch Deanna Lorraine, Shots Fired on the Stu Peters Network every single week. The show is doing really well and we appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Stu.
Of course. 44%. 44%, nearly half of all pregnancies ended. Half of God's gifts, his children, deleted, erased, murdered. And Pfizer tried to hide it. The CDC tried to hide it. The FDA tried to hide it. Tony Fauci and the NIH tried to hide it. The Biden regime tried to hide it. Virtually every single sitting member of the U.S. Congress tried to hide it. 44% dead babies. All right. Whether you are a C-level executive or an entrepreneur or a business owner or a great investigative show host like Deanna Lorraine, you have distractions throughout your day and you want to be at the top of your mental game all day long from the minute that you pop your eyes open in the morning. No shot of caffeine or cup of coffee required. Unless you like it, then you can have one. But you need the on switch, the light switch for your brain, and those products can be found at newtopia.com/Stu Peters. These are the brain supplements that'll have you focused and driven, all kinds of creativity and clarity from the very moment that you open your eyes every single morning. A lot of people suffer from these distractions. It's not your fault. Be at the top of your game all day long with these totally safe, 100% legal, non-addictive brain supplements that just have you performing at your peak mental cognitive performance levels. Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. So Dr. Ariana Love is back with us again with a horrific discovery. She says that she has a patent proof that COVID PCR tests are actually not tests at all, but that they're linked with human cloning technology and a whole lot of other things that you would hope were science fiction, but Dr. Love is here with us to say they're not science fiction, are they?
Right. This is absolutely real. As freaky, I mean, yeah, it's real. The PCR kits have never been about testing for COVID, as people were told. It is about cloning. They are cloning devices. And this has been admitted to by the NIH. It's on their website in a study entitled Molecular Cloning, Polymerase Chain Reaction, an Educational Guide for Cellular Engineering. So I encourage people to look that up and read it. It confirms everything that I've been saying and documenting on my website. There are patents as well. And the patents do say on the PCR kits, they do say that it's cloning technology. They use that exact word. So here, this study on the NIH website, it explains everything on how the cloning works using PCR kits. So for example, it talks about vector DNA sequences and fluorescent protein. Basically, all of the kits that are cloning devices, they're using the fluorescent protein that comes from insects. You know, it's the firefly, the green fluorescent protein. The technology, they say it's very fast and efficient, and they're using vectors that get cut into pieces. Those are the direct words, that messenger RNA vectors are cut into pieces. And That means that the in this particular study, it references parasites and worms. So these are the carriers of the messenger RNA. They get cut into pieces inside the body, and that is used to transfect the human genome. The DNA carried from these microorganisms are then used to change humans, to clone humans. So the it also says that the vector DNA, it's prepared in E. coli. So that is the base. They talk about toxic genes. In some of the PCR kits, they are using toxic genes. They admit to that. And then also they talk about, okay, so what is the testing for? It's for genetic sequencing to determine how far along people are in the cloning process. And you can actually order these DNA sequences online. There's AdGene is offering them, and Thermo Scientific and Biolabs. They literally will send it to you. You order it and they send it to you via email.
And what do you get in this email?
Well, I haven't done it, but that's what the website says, is that you can order it and they'll send it to you in an email. It's the sequence. It's because they're using artificial genetic sequences, right? And they have to delete certain genes in the human genome, and then they code whatever the messenger RNA is coded with. And we know all of them are coded with this green fluorescent protein.
All right. So what is the goal? What is the goal here?
They are changing the human species, attempting to genetically modify humans and treating humans like animals. And basically by using this, we'll just, you know, they use many different species, but in particular, the green fluorescent protein, which comes from the firefly, that means they are actually turning people into hybridized humans with insect DNA. So they are transfecting, because we know from the study out of Sweden recently that the mRNA is transfecting and transcribing through reverse transcriptase into the human genome. That means people are becoming part insect. They are going to carry then and insect DNA. I don't know. Maybe that's why.
So is this actively happening right now, or is this a plan for the future?
No, this is happening now. This is the purpose of the PCR kit. It's not a test.
Okay. So if somebody has tested themselves, first of all, we know that the test, even if it is a test, 97% false positives. They want everybody to believe that they have COVID-19. But you're saying that that's not what this is at all, that this is for this. So let's go with this. If somebody has administered themselves or have been administered a PCR test, are they all the same? Who holds this patent? Where does this stuff come from?
From what I can tell, all of the major brands are cloning technology. They all say cloning inside the patents for the PCR kits.
Okay, so
many of them are made in China.
Nancy from down the street goes in and she gets administered a PCR test 2 or 3 times because she's a paranoid schizophrenic. And she's a hypochondriac. So she gets this stupid failed thing shoved up her nose. What's happening to her? And if she procreates, is that affecting the fetus that she's carrying and ultimately the baby that she delivers?
Right. Absolutely. So I have clients that have been riddled with parasites, and not only parasites, but also these sort of Morgellons like hydrogels. They're also called Marcelles, and I have a study on that as well. They're laced on the PCR kit. So this is self-replicating nanotechnology, right? And these parasitic organisms are genetically modified. So they're riddled with parasites, and they can feel them crawling under their skin. I kid you not. And these are people who never took the jab. They just had a bunch of the PCR swabs up their nose. They can detox. It's very important for people to understand that it is possible to detox. I know there are some very famous doctors that have said, no way, it's not possible, and this is Mark of the Beast technology, and they have shamed people into believing that it is impossible to detox, and that is very damaging, because I've even had a client recently whose husband committed suicide because he listened to these doctors, and he thought there's no way to get this technology out of his body. So I just wanted to put that out there. People can go to AdGene. There is a type in AdGene plasmid cloning by PCR. type in BioLab's PCR cloning method, and they're going to explain how this is being done.
So the NIH is admitting to this cloning technology.
Yes, absolutely. There's another NIH study about cross-species genomics that I want to talk a little bit about. It's entitled Targeted Genome Editing Across Species Using ZFNs and TALENs. So the entire, they have entire genome sequences, it says in the study, available for numerous species. Now, we know they've already been crossbreeding humans and monkeys, humans and pigs, humans and mice in the US, in China, maybe other places, possibly Ukraine, at the US biolabs there. I mean, this is nothing new. They have spliced animals and humans together. They're now treating humans like animals. And in this particular study I just mentioned, they are using worms. It says they are using worms as carriers for the messenger RNA. They are transfected first with the green fluorescent protein, insect DNA, and then they are the vectors. And in particular, they are targeting the Rex1 on the X chromosome for deletion. What this does, to answer your question, is it causes their offspring, if they can have children, and there's a very small percentage who can, and that's specified in the study, their offspring are mutants. That's the exact word they use.
Who's they? And who they uses that word? Who says that they're mutants?
NIH.
Tony Fauci's NIH.
It's right there on the website. Yeah, absolutely. And they say, it says also that they can create a hermaphrodite sex by deleting this Rex1 on the X chromosome. So they can play with the sex of people and of the next generation. They can make people completely without sex, like not hermaphrodite, but what is it? Androgynous. So they can do all of these things now. And there's one more study I wanted to mention on the NIH website. It's entitled Core Cross-Linked Fluorescent Worm-Like Micelles for Glucose-Mediated Drug Delivery. These micelles are worm-like. These are the hydrogels made from graphene oxide for drug delivery that have been found on the PCR swabs, on masks, etc. So it's all right here. It's out in the open. This is not a secret.
So for everybody who tries to discredit Dr. Arianna Love and says, oh, this woman is nuts, there's the studies right there at the NIH website. They are telling you, Tony Fauci's NIH is telling you that they are cloning you and turning your children into adrenomous mutants. Insane. For bringing this to our attention, or a hermaphrodite, yeah. Or a, part human, part chicken, or part human, part...
They can do anything they want.
Cricket, yeah. This is a very sick time. They are deleting God's creation is what they are trying to do, and eradicating Christianity completely. Dr. Arianna Love, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Good to see you again.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Stress, anxiety, low mood, sleepless nights means early grave, period. How many of you are dealing with additional stress and anxiety today? How many of you have ever looked at your kids and said, did you get enough sleep last night? Or looked at your significant other, your spouse, your husband, your wife, and said, you're kind of crabby. Maybe you should go take a nap. Yeah, because a lack of sleep affects your mood negatively, but it also affects hormones, weight gain, all kinds of other factors that negatively impact you. So if you're finding yourself staring at the ceiling only to still be awake hours later staring at your phone, that is not good for you. If you're waking up in the morning feeling like you didn't get enough sleep, you didn't get restful sleep. Sleepless nights lead to an early grave. Stop it. 75% of Americans deal with a magnesium deficiency. So go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Try this simple bedtime routine that works like a charm for me and helps me to sleep like a baby every night. All it takes is a glass of water and two safe and natural magnesium breakthrough capsules 30 minutes before hitting the pillow. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Get 10% off when you use the promo code StuPeters10 at checkout, plus free shipping. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. Connie Newcomb is the founder and president of Kansas for Health Freedom, an organization that promotes parental rights and religious freedom and human rights more broadly by standing up for health choice and health privacy. We applaud that. More recently, though, Connie has a brand new project. She's the co-founder of the Firefly Front. The Firefly has pushed back against vaccine mandates by paying for billboards that provide accurate information about COVID shots. And we mean accurate. It's not sensational or wild or meant to create panic. As a matter of fact, if you go to their website, fireflyfront.com, you can see exactly what they mean. For example, they point out that under the definition of vaccine that the CDC used until 2020, the COVID shots are in fact not vaccines. And we know that, but the masses just don't. They're a gene therapy. They don't work the same way as a vaccine. Firefly's website also points out that hospitals had financial incentive to classify every death they could as a COVID death. Yet despite that, there were still more COVID deaths in 2021 after vaccines became available than there were in 2020. These are facts. Facts that Tony Fauci and the press would prefer that the masses not even be able to see, which is why they've ramped up censorship so much over the past 2 years. To gather their information, Connie and her allies have spent hundreds of hours sifting through thousands of videos, looking for the best ones. They've put up billboards seen by more than 40 million people. But now they want to expand their mission nationwide. Firefly Front is supported by donations. According to the group, every $266 they raise allows them to generate another 90,000 billboard views every single month. For less than $3,000, they can reach 1 million people. So if they had $1 million, they could get 330 million billboard views, equal to the population of this country. But to get there, they need our support, both in terms of money and in terms of volunteers. We wanted to hear more about this. And to that end, Connie Newcomb joins us now. Connie, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on.
So this is a huge information war. We here at the Stu Peters Show and the viewers and listeners of the program are basically doctors and experts, I guess, at this point. And they're very aware of a lot of these things. But if you look around the country or go have a conversation at your coffee shop or in your church or in your neighborhood, people are completely oblivious to any of this. And so what you're doing is going to help us to wake up the masses.
Yes, of course, almost everyone drives and billboards are along the road. And so you have an opportunity to reach people. Hopefully that you went in your own little nook or your circle of influencers that you're always around. Many times we are kind of echo chambers talking to the same people over and over. But when you're on the highway and your billboards are on the highway, hopefully people will see and it will provoke doubt and thinking to people who wouldn't ordinarily reach. So that was one of our purposes. This all came about in November when someone who is kind of an expert in marketing and has worked with the NFL or done some projects with the NFL and Sprint and Google, we were able to contact each other. And he's very much on the same page as we are regarding health freedom. So we linked arms with him and he was able to get some really ridiculously low prices for the billboards through his negotiations. And he now has, we have these billboards up, and if we can continue them, we can get them for even less than what you mentioned. We can get them for as low as $75 to reach 90,000 people because the print has already been happened. The vinyl is up. We just need to continue. We don't have to pay for installation charges. So we're hoping to continue it. We're hoping that this could even influence elections because you want to elect people who are health freedom minded, and elections are coming up in November. Although we aren't, our billboards are not particularly election oriented.
Good, because elections are fake. So I'm glad that we're not focusing on that. The selection season is upcoming, I guess, is what you could probably say.
Yes, the selection.
Yeah. You know, this is interesting. So explain your billboards, because they're different than other types of billboards that you see. You actually take individual circumstances and put their names and face, or not their names, but their faces. I got the COVID shot. I had a normal life up until this point. People can relate to your billboards. Yes.
Yes, we hope so. I sent you the story of Yvonne. She was a person who was not allowed to continue with her job because she refused the vaccine, and she was working for a federal health agency that was supposedly even Christian, and she lost her job as a result of that. You are also familiar with Britt. You've had her on before, and she had a horrible experience with the shots that she did have. And both of these ladies consented to have their picture on the billboard. So these are real stories. We had to actually have signed paperwork with their permission so that we could put these people on the billboards. So yes, it is quite a project. Everything is a project. It took months. We started in November, and I think the first billboards didn't go up until May. So everything, even though it seems small, is a long, arduous process, and it takes time. And so our negotiator, our marketing person, did a great job. We are really grateful for him. Everything has been done that has been done is on a volunteer basis. No one is getting paid. The marketing person that we are working with himself has not been paid. He created the website himself without any pay. And we are just really grateful for how, you know, really God just opened this door and we just walked through it.
Amen. Have you had any pushback on these billboards?
No, we haven't, but we thought we might, which is one reason why we had, as far as I know, we haven't. Which was one reason that our organization put a different name on the billboards than our organization. Our organization, Kansans for Health Freedom, is really the organization behind the billboards. And we were given a donation of money. The donator person really appreciates billboards. So we decided to use his donation and his family's donation for billboards. And so at the time, we were reaching over 40 million people. I think we have about 20 billboards up there in places like St. Louis, Kansas City, Dallas, Branson, Memphis, Nashville, major cities. In those areas, not just in Kansas, which is one reason we didn't have a Kansas website on the billboard.
When this program went to get billboards, just simply advertising the existence of this show, we had actual media companies refuse to allow our logo and website on their billboards.
Yes.
So I'm somewhat surprised that you haven't received any pushback, and I'm really happy to hear that, because we are fighting an information war, and I don't think that people understand how brainwashed and how lied to and deceived, broadly, the American public is. Why don't people know that the definition of vaccine changed to usher in these shots? Why don't people know that three times as many people have died from this one shot in just 20 months as every single previous vaccine combined? Why don't people know the stories of Yvonne and Brittany Galvin? Why don't people know this? Why is the mainstream media not telling us? Well, we think we know the answer to that, but you're combating that, and that is truly heroic.
Yes, we kind of thought we would have a pushback, and we kind of wanted to protect ourselves. Our marketing person was aware that that could happen. In fact, in some areas, we probably would have pushback. He is now working, I believe, with a major health freedom place in the East to try to get billboards out. We'll see. You would be familiar with him, but I don't know if I have the permission to say the name of it.
That's fine.
So anyway, we are in Kansas. Where I live, I have lived a pretty normal life all through COVID. We haven't felt the pressure that other people have had. Now in Eastern Kansas, Kansas City area, there has been more tyranny. But where I live here in the middle of Kansas, we haven't had it. Oklahoma is similar from what I've heard. People are wondering what's going on out there. We're just living our lives like normal. But when you get to the big cities, you get to the quote woke areas, it's different. And so it's just really interesting how it varies depending on the region that you're in.
Have you had these conversations outside of your own, as you rightly called it, an echo chamber, and come across the same thing I have, where people just have absolutely no idea what's happening?
Well, my world is kind of limited. You know, I have, I'm in a natural health consultant. And so most of the, my clients agree with me and are similar. Some of them have had the shot, but not very many of them. But yes, when you get out there and you just travel and you just do things, you realize, oh, there's a lot of people here who are just really not informed. But in one sense, this has been going on for decades. It's catapulted into astronomical proportions now because of COVID. But the vaccine issue has been a problem for decades. There has been vaccine injury for decades. But now that everyone's getting it and they are trying this new kind of technology with the mRNA vaccines, we're having, you know, it's really exploding. It's exploding hugely. The sad part of it about it is that people don't realize that there's no liability on these products. And I think that is huge. What do you purchase in America that has zero liability?
A bioweapon.
It's a bioweapon without liability. No one is accountable. These people can be injured. They can have huge medical bills. Is the pharmaceutical companies going to come by and help pay their bills?
Well, no, of course not. I mean, and that's the intended consequence. You know, these aren't side effects. These aren't weird, adverse, allergic, anaphylactic reactions. These are intended consequences. They're doing exactly what they were designed to do.
Yes,
and so prior to that coming into existence, they of course had to waive all of that liability because they knew exactly what was going to happen with them.
Absolutely.
So if it doesn't kill you immediately over the long term, it absolutely will by breaking down your immune system, changing your genetic makeup, but also it will kill you financially. And the survivors in your family that have to provide for you that are going to be just drowned in medical bills and constant ongoing procedures to combat the effects of the bioweapon will be crushed and they won't be able to work anymore because they're going to be staying home with you. They'll have to quit their jobs. And then, of course, dependent on the government, which is exactly what this government corporate crime syndicate is looking for, is complete subservience and total control.
And not only that, people won't believe you when you tell them what happened. And that's, you know, your friends, your family, the people that you associate with often will dismiss your concerns because they won't believe it happened from the vaccine. And that is just the tragic story of abandonment and, you know, kind of the, what I would call, you're being orphaned. You're being orphaned by the system. You're being orphaned by your own personal group, your friend group. And it's just heartbreaking. That's one of the reasons Kansas for Health Freedom started, because we believed the people who said that they had vaccine injury, because vaccine injury occurred even before COVID. But now it's in
every single shot.
Yeah, almost every single shot. It's really, really tragic. But that people don't take seriously that there is no liability, I just can't wrap my head around that.
There's a lot of things. Yeah, I mean, the cognitive dissonance and the just disbelief. No, I can't accept that as even being possible. So listen, I am very encouraged by this. So, obviously I'm encouraged by the absolute explosion of the popularity of this program and others on the Stu Peters Network. I love to see what you're doing because this is the way that we win, by getting information to the masses and just praying to God that they will accept the information as being real. And so if every single viewer and or listener of the Stu Peters Show just today, we average about 5.5 million views and listens and downloads and TV broadcasts and radio stations every day, 5.5 million. If every single person gave fireflyfront.com $1, $5.5 million would go to, I mean, you're talking 100 million or more billboard views. Actually, no, more than that. Close to a billion billboard views based on the math.
Yeah, we would love it.
Yeah, we would love it too. So please, viewers of this program, listeners of this program, fireflyfront.com, any amount of money. No donation is too small. But obviously, Connie, you're willing to accept the big ones as well. So if you're a rich guy out there and you've got the cashola, fork it over. We need to save some lives out here. Connie Newcomb, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
Me!
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Tax hikes, hyperinflation, full-blown recession. The only way to deal with it is with an independent fiduciary that can help you. Make sure you go right now. The webinar is starting as we speak. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. I'm out of time for today. Until tomorrow, God bless you, and we will see you then.